Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How the heck are ya? Woo! I feel like it's been forever since we've had a boot camp, especially like this one, where we are all coming together. This is going to be amazing. Who has set your intentions? You are ready to go. Who got their body moving this morning? You got some blood flowing to that brain of yours. How many of you got your notifications off? How many of you are new coaches and you're like, whoa, out of the gate with that much excitement? It's scaring me a little bit. All right, let's keep it real here. All right. My name is Dan Valentine, and I am helping an amazing team comprised of a bunch of your leaders, top leaders in OptaVia, put together this boot camp for the next 4 weeks. Fired up about it. We are full in the Zoom, so we are live on Facebook. So if anybody texts you or says, hey, I can't get in, tell them to show up earlier next week. How's that? All right, let me let a couple people in the room. All right, somebody's doing that. Good. Okay, so let's get some preliminaries out of the way real quick, and then we're going to start this thing off like up here. Okay, so you guys ready for that? All right. Let's get this taken care of, just so we are all on the same page here. Make sure everybody understands. You're going to hear some testimonials on this boot camp. I am sure you're going to hear about what some people have done with their business. But let's go through this to help to make the FTC happy. Any income testimonials you hear are not representative of the average. Any average coaches in here? Average earnings that coaches achieve with OptaVia. That is true. Only a very small number of coaches, usually the ones that show up on the boot camps, achieve income that is within the range of these testimonials. OptaVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptaVia results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and I added this last one because it is so true, and grit. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement. There's a link there for statistics on actual earnings of coaches. And I do believe somebody will stick that in the chat in case you need that link. They usually do. All right, here's the deal. You guys ready to jump in? Get this thing going? Okay, we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to it. Seriously, I encourage you guys to turn your notifications off right now. Let's be all in here. I also encourage you, if you're part of the Facebook group, turn your notifications on in there so you can hear about all the other things that are happening throughout the week. We're going to have some different content and resources flowing in there. But the idea is not to spend all your time in training or hanging out in the boot camp group. The whole idea, if you remember our mission, and it's an important mission, right? Like, our mission matters. How many of you are just so grateful to be able to be part of a mission that really matters, right? Aren't you glad somebody introduced you to OptaVia? How many of you are glad somebody introduced you to this coaching opportunity in this community? Life-changing. I've been part of this in 9 years, for 9 years, and it has, life-changing would be doesn't even cover it. Okay, so here's the thing. Sometimes we complicate this business, all right? Now, I'm making the assumption, if you were on this boot camp, that you are raising your hand and you're saying, I have a desire to help more people. I have a desire to move this mission forward. I'm on board. I have a desire to build my business, build my income, build some freedom in my life. Now, I know that means something different to everybody, and that's okay. Whatever your definition of success is, as long as we're all on the same page of it involves helping other people discover OptaVia, if it can make a difference in their life. Is that right? Okay, great. Then we're all on the same page. We complicate this business tremendously sometimes. Did you know there are only 4 things that you need to learn and over time continue to master and increase your skill sets in to be able to be massively successful in this business? Who knows what the four things are? Put them in the chat if you know what they are. I'm not looking at the chat, so I don't know if you're right or wrong, but I'm going to read through them anyway, okay? First is acquiring clients. I don't like the wording on that, but that means helping people because we're not getting people. We're not acquiring people, but it's finding clients that you can serve. That's it. That's usually the first skill that a new coach or a coach needs to master. And we need to be careful as we move forward in the business and we start to master the other skill sets that we don't forget about the foundation of what we do, which is to get out there in the trenches and keep helping people. Okay. Number two, who knows what the second one is? Supporting those clients. I know this is rocket science here. We're getting a little crazy, right? Finding people to help and helping those people. We've got a program that's great. We've got an unlimited number of people that need what we have. We got a bunch of tools to help you do that. That's it. Those two things. Number three, sponsoring coaches. And then number four, supporting those coaches. That's it. Those four things. If you can learn how to keep increasing your skill sets, I used to say master these skill sets, but I don't know that you ever master them, but you continue to get better. You continue to stay in the trenches and work on all four of these things. Then you can build this business as far as big as you want to, impact as many people as you want to, and achieve a lot of the dreams and desires that you have in your life. That's how simple it is. So what we're going to do in this boot camp is we decided, since it's a 4-week boot camp, we are going to break down each week into one of these pillars. So this week is going to be acquiring clients. The next week, we're going to talk about how to support those clients. That's a massive skill to learn. Week three, we're going to talk about sponsoring coaches. And week four, we're going to talk about supporting those coaches. So if you are ready to get this thing rolling, put an exclamation point or 40 of them in the chat. And I'm going to hand things over to the man himself. No better way to kick off our first boot camp than to have Doug and Tia Wood join us.
Good morning, boot campers.
Good morning, morning.
Rise up. I see you, Tina Mann, with your lion hat, and Angela's over there pumped up. We are all in, and the world needs us. Our nation needs us so much right now. And I really look at OptaVia like a bow and arrow. OptaVia is the bow, and our stories are the arrow, but we have the power within to pull back and send that arrow out into the world. And I don't know about you, but every season I have to reclaim my original decision of why I started to get healthy in the first place. So today I want you to remember what it was like that first day, that second day, that third day, that first week that you checked in with your coach and you're like, this works.
Or didn't check in some, but they're just getting those results and they sent the text.
Yeah, you sent the text, right? Or maybe you didn't even do that. But you saw this program works. Mm-hmm. It transformed your life. And we have a responsibility to go out and transform other people's lives. This week, so much hope got stirred in me when I heard Patty's story about her transformation, how her business is exploding right now. I was just in Nashville with her yesterday. I also heard Daphne, who over the last year lost 60 pounds. Yeah. Her marriage is thriving. Her family is moving forward. And she is reignited to build this business and have hope. Yeah. She was a coach 5 years ago, but this year she made the decision to really become.
This was her year.
This is your year, guys. Be that arrow, be that story. The world needs it. When we have vision, people do not perish, but you have the vision inside. Pull it back. It's time to go out into the world.
This was Daphne's year. I don't know if it's going to be your year, but it took Daphne 5 years for it to become her year, and she's owned and dominated 2023. You're going to hear today from some people who are not going to tell you what they used to do, because we've asked speakers to do to tell you what they have done lately. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see firsthand results. Another thing about this boot camp is each speaker has not been chosen on rank or past accomplishments. It's what did you do today? Actually, what did they do yesterday? We have text messages to prove it. Some of it you'll see. I don't really care what I did. I got some plaques on the wall out there. I was great 3 years ago. I have some highest achieve ranked plaques on the wall out there, or little trophies. Great. look good walking across stage a few years ago. At least I thought I did.
Yeah, got all the pretty ones. Yep.
Doesn't matter where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. Where am I at today? I normally don't talk about this, but I feel the need to. I started the very first boot camp in, was it summer of 15, Tia, yeah. or was it yep. summer of 14?
Summer of 14.
And the idea behind a boot camp, I mean, just think about, obviously I got from the Army and the Marines and I've never served, but it's when like Tia's cousin just got through boot camp and her dad died during boot camp. They chose to go ahead and inform her cousin that your dad did die. And they gave her the choice. Do you want to quit and go home and be with your family and be there for the funeral and come back and you can do boot camp again in 6 months? Because you don't get 4 days off or a week off to go bury your family. If you leave boot camp, they didn't complete it. She didn't complete it. Or would you like to stay here? She chose to stay and complete her boot camp. And there's a whole YouTube, I think they're doing a TV series about it. It's really cool. I saw like a clip of it. And she was over in San Diego doing that just a couple of months ago. And I began to think about what is boot camp. It's to isolate yourself from the outside world, to go through an intense training, an intense focus and time of action that requires severe discipline, that requires you emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally to make massive strides and move forward. So it's a conditioning, a way of thinking. So you come out the other side, and it's very clear how a Marine thinks and operates when they come out the other side of boot camp, because they have been conditioned. They cut themselves off from the outside world. They eliminated all distractions because they had a need or a want, or some just wanted to serve their country. Some were running away from things. I don't know where you're at today, but I've had a lot of conversations with a few of you. I say a lot of conversations. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of you. And a common theme I keep hearing is, man, I'm just so excited. I'm really, you know, excited for, I'm waiting for things to change. And I can't wait for it to get better again. And in January, it's going to get, I know things are going to like pick up. And I keep hearing the word it and things to get better. And it to start moving forward again. And as I'm hearing the word it and things, I want you to write those two words down, it and things. And there's a reason for that. Because I think why Tia asked you about your story, because the first moment and first day you hit fat burn, or the first moment you tasted those EAAs, and you're like, my gosh, I'm not sore. Mm-hmm. I found something that works. There's something that activates and changes on the inside of you. And then at some point, it's easy to kind of start building a business. But you never forget that first awakening moment. And some of us, and we're going to go through an intense 4 to 6 weeks here, okay? 4 to 6 weeks, have the opportunity to completely write or rewrite a brand new story. Some of you are brand new coaches and you're in the process of writing something and you're like in the thick of it, like feed me, give me a fat juicy steak. We're gonna give it to you the next 4 weeks. But I wanna give two analogies, however you choose to understand it. It and things are not outside of you. In baseball, there's a bat, there's a ball, and there's a glove. The bat is to play offense. A ball is neutral. If it sits on the ground, it doesn't get thrown. It can't get scooped up. It can't get caught. It can't get hit. And a glove is for defense. Optavia is the bat. You are the bat. Okay. For some of you in the faith realm, folk, there's a God the Father, there's God the Son, there's God the Holy Spirit. Okay. It's not until you activate the third that it actually makes a difference. Otherwise, there's just a bat on the ground, there's a ball, and there's a glove. Oh, we should play baseball. But some of us have removed ourselves that we actually, in this next 6 weeks, we actually play the pivoting role, whether the ball is going to touch the bat. We are the difference. We are the it maker. We are the things maker. Mm-hmm. We are the shift of like, man, I can't wait. Boot camps are so good. Man, I needed this boot camp. Boot camp is so good because you're going to apply and be in action and isolate yourself from the outside world for the next 4 weeks. And so in closing, Dan, I want to ask a question. There's going to be many sacrifices required. And I don't want to speak negative about anything or anybody. So I'm not going to give statistics of how many people start a boot camp and finish, but I am going to ask you a question. In fact, I'm going to invite you to do something that T and I are doing. And my question for you is, and again, please resist putting anything emotional in the chat, because how confidence gets shattered is by making emotional decisions and not sticking to them, like pushing the snooze on the alarm. Confidence erodes when you set the alarm for 5 and you snooze till 6. You're like, gosh, I suck. Yeah. Okay. Just set it for 6 and get up at 6. So I'm going to ask a question. T and I are doing this, but there's only one other time in my career when I've done this. So I did it on year 1 and this is year 14. And my question to you is this, and I want you to think about it. Don't even decide. Don't even answer. Unless you made the decision before this call. And I know about 9 of you have, because we've been in a text message. So my question to you in closing is this: is your Optavia business or your personal finances, I'm going to put those two together, is your Optavia business right at this moment in a place financially, or is your rank in a place that you can afford to take off the next 6 weeks physically, emotionally, or spiritually? And I'm going to hone in on the first one, physically. Is anyone on this line's business? Mine is not in a place that I can afford to take off. I have so much hope and clarity for the future right now.
Absolutely.
We already got our workout in. I've already drank my aminos. I've already had my Optavia oatmeal. Our Thanksgiving plans are set. We've already told family what we're not eating, what we're not bringing, that we will be weighing our turkey.
The 10K is booked.
The 10K, the turkey trot that morning is already booked. Some of you, it's like, well, wait a minute. This is a big ask of me, Doug, for the first. Like, I don't know yet. You don't know my family. You're right. I don't know your family. And I don't know what surroundings you unfortunately might have put yourself in that you're going to have to claw out. But if Tia's cousins can lose her father and stay in boot camp, and you think that is like the craziest thing, why would they do that? I think you can do anything if you want it bad enough.
Yeah. And she knew her father.
Yeah. Oh, it was a very pure, good relationship.
Yeah. Her dad would have wanted her to stay.
So I say, is your Optavia business in a place financially, is your rank where you want it, or your TGNV where you want it, that you can afford to take Thursday off, or Wednesday night, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday, or maybe this whole Christmas week? Ours is not.
Yep.
So again, we're not putting this on you, but we're just inviting you to maybe do what Doug and Tia are doing. Because we are saying, no, we know that physically, when we are physically congruent the next 6 weeks, we know we've been around a while. We know what's happening in January, and we know what's going to happen throughout the month of December, and already what's happening in us right now. I've never had so much renewed hope as I do over the last probably 3 weeks. I'm ecstatic, and I know why. Because I'm just starting to see some of the results that had to change within me. And that's my invitation to you. And if you dare to reach out, if you dare to do something crazy and commit to yourself and give up a Thanksgiving so you can live maybe other Thanksgivings like no one else, after you thoughtfully and consciously think it through, invite someone to do it with you, or text me, or text your coach. Don't expect a result back, because I'm guessing your coach probably is not going to commit to it. I'm just telling you, and that's not being me being passive aggressive. I'm just saying most people won't pay the price. Most will not pay the price. So don't expect like all this, like, oh yeah, let's all do it. If you get that, bonus to you, but your coach probably won't even do it. But it's if a leader leads, they don't wait for their leader to lead them.
Yeah.
Dan?
Welcome to boot camp. I told you we were coming out of the gate with the fire. guys, it's going to be a great year. I would go as far as to guarantee it. Can I do that? I can guarantee that 2024 is going to be off the charts. Yes, for those who choose for it to be. And I love this season that we're in right now. I think this is the most important season of the entire year right now, because it's setting up what happens starting the week after Christmas. So congratulations to all of you for being in this boot camp. That's a great choice. For most of us, like Doug and Tia talked about, it's going to require a shift from what we're used to, what we would call normal, what we would call balanced, what we would call comfortable. But can I just tell y'all, the shift is worth it. And one coach who made this shift and is having a banner 2023, and I guarantee you her 2024 is going to be her best year ever, Monique Quatron is going to come and share just a little bit about her shift and how she's having such an amazing, amazing time right now with Optavia. Monique.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning, everyone, and congrats for being on today. So listen, I've been doing this for about 6.5 years, and I know this season very well. And there's been many of these seasons where I did not lead from the front and show up. So 8 months ago, I had to own my current reality. But what I had to know was that I was not, you know, it couldn't paralyze me where I was in my personal health, in my life, in my business, in my finances, but I could change where I was going. And I had to start with me. Listen, some of you know my story, some don't, but I am in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And when I surrendered drugs and alcohol, right, I had to, the first step of AA is we admitted we were powerless over. This time it was food, and my life has become unmanageable all over again. And I started this plan because my life was unmanageable with food. And so now I needed to fully surrender this all over again. And once and for all, utilize the tools of this plan, take personal responsibility, confront the beast, confront the giant, stop with the whispers of saying, I can't do this. I'm not worthy. It's not going to work for me. Because I will tell you, when you're not leading yourself well and you're not showing up for yourself, guess what? It's very, very hard to be congruent in other areas of your life. So for me, that's where I had to really step into that and just say, it's time to build a healthy relationship with food. I had to get out of the all or nothing mindset. And I was not perfect, but I've been consistent. So this past 8 months, I'm down 50 pounds, y'all, 50 pounds, and I'm having fun. My spiritual walk every single day, I surrender this over because I know that there's an enemy out there who wants to tell me lies. He wants me to stay stuck. I seriously wear John 10:10 every single day. And on the opposite side, it says Good Shepherd, because I know that we're called for more. And right now, what's happening is I'm not doing this to bring on clients or to do a post or doing it for social media. I'm doing it for me. And when I'm doing it for me, guess what? I want to be around people. This is the season. It's not the season to take off. You can start today. Lead yourself well. Go get in the rooms. Go to parent, teacher, whatever, the conferences, the PTO meetings, all the things, because people are wanting to see your success. And there's no other proof like social proof. So you deserve it. And my last thing is the difference between who you are and who you want to become is what you do, especially when no one's watching. So thank you.
So good, Monique. And she didn't brag on her stats right now, but like Doug said, everybody that's speaking in this boot camp is in the trenches doing it, and they've got the receipts to show it. And Monique is bringing on, I think, 6 or 7 clients already, new clients this month, coaches like consistently. But did you hear that the shift that she made actually didn't even have to do with doing the action, didn't have to do with making a commitment? It had to do with dealing with her physical health first and the mental part of the physical health. How many of you know it's not physical health? It's right here. That's where it is. And she took control of that. She acknowledged it. And then everything else flowed out of that. So that might be a shift that some of you need to make. Okay. So let's jump in here. How we do this thing. It's not, if it was easy enough to where we could just come on and say, all right, I want it, right? I make the commitment. Because there's 2,000 people right now between here and the Facebook that are probably going to make that commitment. Of course, we don't have to talk you into saying, yeah, I want a better life and I want a better business, right? But what is it actually going to take? And there's a few key ingredients that every coach, if they want to be successful and move forward, if you want to have an amazing 2024 that blows your mind, that you've got to have in place. So we brought on an incredible team to share what those things are. And it starts with something that, I don't know if I should say most or a lot. I'll say most coaches that are trying to succeed, they're missing this. And if you will just get this in place, it'll change the whole game. Becca Tinter, what in the heck is it?
Awesome. Thank you, Dan. Good morning, everyone. So it's some of your favorite words. That's not the right way to say it. It's structure, right? Some of you like Tia are a free spirit embracing structure. Some of you are more type A like me, but buckle your seatbelt for the next couple minutes, because one of my favorite quotes from John Maxwell from the talk he gave recently is that the dreams are free, but the journey isn't. Can I get an amen? So we're all really good at like creating the dreams and the visions, but it's the actions that we struggle with. Otherwise, we'd all be wildly successful. And one of the questions I like to ask myself, and I'm asking you right now, I want you to take time with this at the end of the bootcamp, is what future for you is so compelling that you're willing to change how you operate to achieve it? Because we all have to make a shift. Like, none of us are doing this perfectly. And even all the years later, there's areas that I see I can improve on for me to get to my next level of my dreams. I think, to Doug and Tia's point, many of us have been waiting to act. We've been waiting for the new year. We've been waiting for Optavia to give us something cool. We've been waiting for the magic to happen. And so we've treated this like a hobby. So be honest with yourself. I had to be honest with myself. There were seasons in this last year, I treated this like a hobby. I did the most important like thing, but I didn't do all the things. And so I had space in my calendar that I wasn't using wisely. But the shift for me is that this is not a hobby to me. This is a mission and a job that I am fully committed to. And I need to treat it like that. See, many of us have those uphill goals, but like those downhill habits, right? Or another way to say it is, man, we want to live an A+ life, but we are making C- decisions. And man, I see that in some of my kids right now, right? And so that stings a little bit. And so our structure, it must match our goals, because otherwise we have this cognitive dissonance, right? And that is, it's a mental discomfort that results from holding two conflicting beliefs, values, or attitudes. So think about that. We want it, but we don't act like we want it enough. And so the secret to our success is what we do daily. And I think about this when it comes to our relationships, our finances, our health, our mindset, all of those things, right? Put a one in the chat if you agree that how you steward all those parts of your life daily give you the evidence in the type of life that you're building and you're designing. So the first thing with structure is why. We just talked about it. I don't think it's a secret to you. Number two is what. What do we mean when we say structure? I want you to think about your top five lifestyle habits. Like, if there's five things in my lifestyle I'm doing every day, it's faith, nutrition, mindset, relationships, and working my business, right? But specifically to our business, there's about at least five things we want to do every day, right? Put some of those things in the chat real quick. What do you think are some of your things? We call them business building activities, high leverage activities. People have clever terms for them. Here's the thing. No matter what you call them, they are essential. And many of us have treated it like a checklist that like, hey, I did my three things today, so I'm somehow productive. But sometimes we're just busy and we take the focus off of the people. Every time we do these activities, these business building, high leverage, they have to be about people and impact. They can't just be this magical formula that's somehow going to give us the business that we want. So when I think of the top five that are related to our business, and there might be different ones, so these are just an idea, and we're going to cover a lot of these in bootcamp. I want you to think about this. The top five, these fill your funnel, right? These are where we are in the business of adding value. Number one is obviously social media, but it's got to be value and connection combined, okay? Two, I think of it as stewarding. And I put that in the category, I word it that way because it's the client support calls, it's the tip calls, it's mentoring our coaches, it's not forgetting the ones that have already bought into what we're doing and we're responsible for them. So stewarding. Number three, in-person and phone connections, because we have to work outside of our immediate sphere of influence that we see all the time. And here's my clue for this one, and I know we'll cover it in more detail. Guys, don't be weird. Just don't be weird. If you're not naturally weird, don't make it weird. Number four, invitations. These are the actual asks that we make for health assessments and coach explorers, because we care so much about the people we're interacting with and we know we have value. And five is meeting more people. We constantly need to be in the business of making new connections, both in person and online. So that's what I mean when I say structure. The third piece is, when is structure? Daily, no surprise, right? Because daily turns into weekly, and weekly turns into monthly, and monthly turns into yearly. Many of us who have or do currently work for someone else, we would rarely get time off. So what if we remember, and I saw some people already put this in the chat, that our job is flexible, but it is not optional if we want to make growth and impact. And many of us have treated it like it's optional. And so we're not making impact and we're not growing the way that we want. And so structure has to become such a good friend. We have to partner with structure like it's our lifeline. Because I love what John Maxwell says. He says, consistency beats intensity, because consistency compounds and intensity wears out. Oh my gosh, is that not true, right? We see it with our clients. That's why for many of us, we might tell our clients, hey, we want you to 5-in-1 your mindset and your habits of health. 5 minutes, 1 page a day. I think Gina Eccles first said it that way. I loved it. I was like, they can 5-in-1 their body, 5-in-1 their mind. Because I would rather they do 1 page every day consistently than 30 minutes every 3 weeks and then forget about it, because that will burn out. They won't always have 30 minutes. They won't always get to it. So daily consistency. And number four is how. Listen, we control our perceptions, what we think about things, our decisions, and our actions. That's what we have control over, stream ownership. And James Clear says in Atomic Habits that every decision we make is a vote for the type of person we're becoming. So again, are we becoming an A-plus type of person, not perfect, but one going uphill with habits to get our dreams? Or are we someone who says great things and does very little? Most of us as mentors will say, show me what you're going to do. Don't just tell me what you're going to do, right? And we calendar block things that are important to us, like our job and our family. So we must calendar our coach time. Having a list is so important, because when you spend time making a list, every time you take action, you're missing the action time that you need to have. So keep it so simple. So in the chat, how many hours do you currently have blocked for coaching activities each week? If you don't know the answer to this, it's time to take an inventory. And then here's our question for you. What are you willing to do? Not what do you think you'll do? What are you willing to do for the next 90 days? Because if you currently work 5 hours a week, could you work 7? If you currently work 10, could you work 12? Would you be willing to do it? What if we turn that up just 1 degree from 211 to 212, right? And if we won't commit to structure, to do the work, to stay committed, then nothing else that we talk about in this bootcamp will matter. Structure and consistency are literally the differentiator for this season. We're going to stand out to our families, our communities, and our industry. And I want to show you a tool, because some people like tools, but listen, tools and structure support relationship. And if you're someone that thinks to yourself, I want to be consistent, I don't know how. Many organizations have other things. This is not a magic piece of paper or digital version. Eric Rose from the Williams team created this for himself because he wanted to go to his next level and he needed to document his structure. And so I'm going to put this in the bootcamp group. If you need a way to document not just your personal journey, but your structure for your business, then this is a type of tool that can help you. But it's only going to be useful if you are willing and committed to what you know that you know that you know that you will do. Thanks, Dan.
The queen of structure. I love it. We all love structure, don't we? If you're not putting the daily work in, it doesn't matter how bad you want it, how committed you are. I mean, I would question how committed you are. But many times, you know, we talk about there's the intention, which is the want to, and then there's the decision, which is different than just wanting to. The decision is like, okay, I am going to do this. How many of you guys have stepped over that decision threshold for the next 6 weeks heading into the new year? You may not have, you may not even know if you have, but it's really important that you decide not just I want to, but I am going to do this. And what is that thing? And, you know, let your coaches know, hey, I am going to do X, Y, Z. But then where we often miss it is what Becca was just talking about. We miss putting the structure in place to support that decision. And all that does is lead to frustration. You can't figure out why your decisions are not coming to pass. And it's as simple as just getting some daily structure in place, consistency over time, it trumps intensity every time. Okay. So what are, Becca mentioned some of the things we're going to focus in for the rest of the boot camp today on three things that every coach should be doing every day. And I know, listen, there's a bunch of tools out there. There's a bunch of different streams. And I always get people, hey, where else can I find, you know, clients? How do I don't know enough people. I already went through everybody that I've ever known, all these things. And I always start with these things. Do you have this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? And did you know that 9 out of 10 times, people that are looking for that next shiny object, that next secret sauce to build this business, are not consistently doing these three things that we're going to talk about. So that's going to be your challenge today, is just get these three things structured in place and commit to at least 90 days of doing these things. And you'll have the kind of 2024 that you could only have dreamed of. I promise you that. Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is well, I'll let her tell you what it is. Shay Rainey, what's the first thing?
Well, like you said, Dan, it is all about the consistency. Consistency on your part will create change in your soon-to-be clients' hearts. I just want you guys to picture really quick in your head, what is an expert? When you look and see and visualize an expert, what do you see? For me, I see a white coat, I see a clipboard or a binder, and I see a pen. And so when I think about daily client acquisition, daily action steps, my whole goal is, how can I add value today? Because we all have heart lists or a focus list or whatever you call it. I have this marker board right here. It says, these are the health assessments that I'm following up with that are my not yets, because they didn't say yet. These are the ones that are on my heart as of yesterday. 3 days ago, I wrote a new 200s list because I have a heart to help people. And if I don't keep a track record of who those people are, a short pencil is way better than a long memory. You know, I started this journey 6.5 years ago. I told Tia, I told Doug, I told God I was going to help 5 people. But when you tell God your plans, he laughs. But as I started to build this business brick by brick, I had a whole lot of not yets, a whole lot. 300 over the last 7 years are in this binder. This is not including my jot forms that haven't set a time, people that have filled out my health assessment that we have not set a time yet because they let life happen or life has happened. But just this consistency here is what will lead to the change in their hearts. You know, they reached out to you for a reason. They reached out to you because they saw someone who could take them to the next level. This binder is so old, it doesn't even have my new name on it, but it is so full of dreams. It's so full of hopes, and it's so full of people's goals that they have given up on themselves, but they trusted you as an expert, as someone who took the pen and wrote it down, that, you know what, it may take them 5, 6, 7 years. It may take them 2 months. It, you know, some of my favorite clients right now, one of them, it took me 2 years. One of them took me 3 years. But if I am going to be an expert, I have to be able to send the video and say, hey, a couple of years ago, we talked about this. How are you doing? And consistently creating those moments and reminding them, this is what you said. How are you doing? It was 3 weeks ago that I reached out to my friend, Rebecca. She's on my list. She's been on my list for the last year since I met her. We did her original assessment on November 28th. And I called her the other day, said, you've been on my heart again. How's it going? And she's like, I just can't do it. I want to get healthy. I was doing great, but now I'm not. And I said, okay, well, where are you at now? I said, because last time we were at 160. And she said, no, don't say that. And I said, what do you mean? She said, no, I'm at 180. So sign me up. Why? Because I consistently kept the notes. I had it in my binder that this is where she was a year ago. And she had no clue that in a year that she had put on an extra 20 pounds. Are you going to be that voice to their dreams 1 year, 6 years, 2 months, 3 days down the road? You know, I have some health assessments in here, so much that, okay, this one is on 12:30, 2017. Charlotte has not said yet. I reached out to Charlotte in the last month. I went through and I messaged her, said, hey, how's it going? I have health assessments in here sold that they have Take Shape for Life. If you don't know what Take Shape for Life is, that's what Optavia used to be. But are you still consistently going and creating those moments? Are you consistently stepping out and saying, hey, Rebecca, how's that goal going? Because you asked me to be a defender of your why. And are you letting life live you? Because too many times they just let life happen and they don't even know where they were a year ago. But when you keep reaching out to those people who are truly on your heart, I got real clear with myself this week and I sat down. I didn't leave the house. I worked from home all week and I went through my entire Facebook and I looked at all the 3,000 something friends that I had. And I said, who is on my heart? I came up with the 200. Then the next day, okay, I have these couple of hours. Who are the 10 people I'm going to reach out to? Well, 10 became 20 and 30 and 40, because as I kept looking over their names, I just felt like, yeah, I got to reach out to them about that, because I had that list and that consistency. You know, this binder is so full of those hopes and those dreams, but I have to be there to help remind those people, because if I am going to be that expert, if I am going to go to the next level, if I am going to have the future that I want for my family, I have to first connect others. God told me years ago to be a connector of people. There's a quote that Zig Ziglar says that if you will help enough people get where they're going, everything you want is going to fall into place. But my goal of 7 years ago is I'm going to help five, has led to 886 people's lives being changed. They had the opportunity because I stepped outside of myself. Are you stepping outside of yourself? Are you writing it down? Because that short pencil of me writing those names down, 7 years, I'm not going to remember all of these people. I'll leave you with this one last thing. This binder has led me in 2019. We had 4 days, me and my team, to go to the next level. We had 4 days and we helped 16 people. In 2020, exactly a year later to the day, my Facebook got shut down, locked out, no conversations. Hello, it's 4 days before the year end. Where did I go? My binder. We helped those people. And today it's leading me one more friend to get healthy. It's leading me to the cruise. You have goals, you have dreams, but those people out there that are reaching out to you have dreams too. And when you connect them to your dreams will be connected as well. Back to you, Dan.
Brilliant, Shay. How many of you have a list that you're working from? There's one thing that every coach should be doing. Yes, I'm going to should on you. Is you've got a list that you've created of people that you want to serve. And you're constantly expanding that list. We all call it something else. You know, we call it the 100 list. We call it the 10 list, whatever. We call it the heart list, the focus list. You know, Shay said some of those names. The point is not what you call it and what your ultimate structure is. It's that you are putting names on a list and you are, you know, where focus goes, energy flows. So you're getting energy flowing by focusing towards specific people instead of just shotgunning it out there saying, oh, I've got a Facebook friends list, whatever. Who's on your list? I'm going to post a video in the Facebook group for those of you that are having trouble creating your list. How do I create that list? I can't think of anybody, whatever. We're going to post a resource video in there for you this week that you can watch. I want to encourage everybody, don't go feel like you have to watch everything in the Facebook group. The most important thing is that you're in action, not that you are a sponge sucking up as much training as you can. Did you know that right now, most of you, unless you're a brand new coach, you already know absolutely everything you need to know to build probably a global business, if not beyond, especially if you've got mentorship that's helping you. You know enough. It's not about the knowing. If we can accomplish one thing in this boot camp for the next 4 weeks, including this week, it would be to encourage you to put some specific actions into place over the next 7 days that turns into the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 90 days. That's the game changer. So do you have a list that you're working from and that you are constantly expanding? Number two, this thing called social media. And there are a lot of misconceptions about what social media is for, how to use it to find people to serve. And we thought we'd bring on an absolute pro. She is, you know, some people on social media, they're just really good at it and it looks really good and it, you know, it looks professional and it's like perfection. You don't have to have that, but she also understands that social media is a time multiplying tool and she doesn't let it become a time wasting tool. So Heather Wallace, the pro, walk us through a little bit of how should coaches be using social media on a daily basis?
For sure. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm super excited and wow, what value we've already had. So I want to kind of help you shift your paradigm a little bit when it comes to social media. One of the questions I love to ask myself that I learned because of Optavia is, if I could, how would I? So what if I were to tell you this morning that I have a gift that I want to give you? And it is a brand new iPhone, but it's not just an iPhone. It has 1,000 contacts preloaded in it. And of those 1,000 contacts, y'all, 100 of them are duplications of a Tiffany Howard, a Doug and Tia Wood, Dan and Megan Valentine. Like, these are, some of y'all are like, I don't even know who these people are. It's all right. Becca Tenter, whoever you consider to be the top 100 leaders and businesses in Optavia, there is still another version of them out there, and they are preloaded in this phone that I am going to give you. And it's an iPhone because that's how you run Optavia business, but we'll save that for later. But they're preloaded in this phone for you. 100 of them. How many of you would want that phone? Put a 2 in the chat if you want me to mail you that phone today. I've already found the people. I've vetted them. They're going to blow it up. Are you ready? Okay. What if I told you another 100 of them are your future clients that are ready to go right now? They just got a diagnosis. They're praying for a solution. What if I told you another 100 are your future best friends? You don't even know that they're the greatest people on the planet. You've not even met yet. What if I told you 100 of them are battling depression and suicide right now? And they literally need somebody to be a voice of hope for them. What if I told you that 100 of them are exploring faith and what they may or may not believe, and they need somebody like you to step out and show them what's available? What if I told you 100 of them are going through literal hell in their life right now, and they simply need a voice of encouragement? What if I also told you social media is that phone? You literally have apps right now on the phone that you have in your hand with those exact same things, only you don't get to know who those people are, and they don't yet know you or trust you. And to build trust takes authenticity and consistency. It takes being intentional. So it's something that you already have in your hand. Sometimes we have a weird relationship with social media. So I just want to shift the paradigm about what it actually is that you're holding. That is the key. Now, if you truly believed that, we would stop showing up to be consumers. And instead, we would show up to do two things. We would be contributors and connectors. Stop consuming, begin contributing and connecting. How do I contribute? Authentically. I show up as me. Because if these are 1,000 people that don't know me, then it is my job to build trust so I have the right to be able to speak into their life. How do I do that? I'm not going through a roadmap on how to use social media. You probably know that. If not, Google will tell you. But I can tell you who I am. I am a family woman. I love my husband and my children with everything in me. I am a pastor. That is my heart. And I am a dang good coach. That's my passion. So when I show up on social media, I'm not trying to just throw up copy and paste stuff. I want to pastor people and coach people in every post. I want to add value because adding value builds trust. And trust is earned. How do you want to show up? If I get on, scrolling sucks. Let me just go ahead and help you. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Sounds ugly, but it's fine. Scrolling sucks your time. It sucks your energy. It sucks your capacity. You want to know why you're anxious and overwhelmed and frustrated and disappointed? Because you're scrolling. Scrolling sucks your confidence. because you start living in a land of comparison. And this is the thing, a lot of people want to play it off on the algorithm. I'm about to help you with something. In my personal opinion, the algorithm is a mirror. It is simply showing you what you told it you wanted to see by how you showed up. So whatever you're consuming, it's going to show you more of. Some of y'all are like, well, everybody's a coach. And everybody's not a coach. That's just what you're consuming. It's a mirror. Well, everybody's negative. Is everybody negative, or is that how you're showing up or what you're choosing to interact with? So it's super important that we understand that. And then it's about connecting, y'all. Connecting is not just in Messenger. It's on people's content. Who are these people that you are trying to build a relationship with? It's not about being interesting, though that's important, right? Don't be a dud on social media. That's a good quote. It's about being interested. So what if we took that tool already in our phone and we understood the power of the contacts that are already in it, and we chose to show up authentically, and instead of being consumers, we became master connectors and contributors? It would be easy to add more people to that circle. And all of a sudden, you find a fruitful way to impact lives. So I hope that helps you reframe how you think about social media.
Dang, that was brilliant. Heather, I've never heard that put like that. And the way most people use social media, even coaches, you would take that phone and you would post up pictures or quotes or posts and wait for the phone to bring the right people to you. Okay, we think of social media as a billboard. Posting is just one tiny part, and we don't wait for the algorithms to bring people to us. You'll be waiting a long time. You cannot build a business like that. Social media is for connecting, for contributing, for going out there to those 1,000 people in that phone and finding the ones that are looking, finding the ones that are hurting, finding the ones that you can build a relationship and build trust with. Social media is a relationship building tool. Are you using it that way? What if you started using it that way and let it? And the great thing about social media is here's how it's a time multiplying tool. You can actually go and have a meaningful conversation or start a conversation with somebody in New York, in Miami, in Los Angeles, different people from different times in your life that you knew them, all in a span of 15, 20 minutes. Like, that would have been impossible a couple of decades ago. So use social media to go build those relationships. Always think in terms of building relationships. That's all it is. There's a bunch of different ways to do it, but it's not just about posting. Posting is important because when you are building relationships and people click over to see what you're all about, that's going to be your business card. That's going to let them know whether you can help them with something that they need in their life right now. But other than that, it's about you being proactive on social media and taking that list and going and finding those people. So thank you, Heather. That was absolutely brilliant. Next up, so everybody should be working from a list and constantly expanding that list. Number two, using social media as a relationship building tool. And then number three that every coach should be doing is starting conversations. Right? How many of us have heard that? You knew it was coming. Most of you put conversations when Becca asked, what should every coach be doing every day? And there's a billion different ways to do it. But the point is, you're getting into actual conversations with people. And somebody that's amazing at that, that we're going to bring on for the next few minutes before we wrap up, Melody McGay. Did I say your last name right?
McGay. Boy, that's okay. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for letting me share. I'm going to kind of run through this really quickly. I have a lot to share, and I know there's a lot of people that need to speak. So I'm going to kind of be quick and piggyback off of what Heather talked about just a minute ago. So when we're talking about having conversations, we really want to think that we don't want to wait for opportunities. We want to create them. So in 2020, when I started coaching, I was doing the daily branding posts. I was doing the A to Z commenting, working my hundreds list, and truly, honestly, clients were falling from the sky. 2023, still branding, still A to Z commenting, still working those hundreds lists. But I realized pretty quickly that it was time to adapt and time to make some changes and connect with people through conversations. because we have to adapt in changes in the economy, competition, changing algorithms. We've all heard all about that. So we really have to create opportunities through these conversations. And that has really been a game changer. It's been something that I've had to do, honestly, that I've had to push myself to do and do afraid, because I was a public school teacher for 23 years. I've never had any sort of, you want to call this a job, I think it's a calling, but I've never done anything like this before. So I had to push myself out of my comfort zone, and it is absolutely paying off. So I wanted to quickly share a story from the leadership retreat, where John Maxwell talked about when during the Depression, that his dad, you know, he didn't have work. Many people did not have work. They didn't have jobs or food or anything. And all of these people were waiting in lines for handouts. And his dad thought a little bit different. And he thought, okay, instead of waiting in these lines, I'm going to do what other people are not willing to do. I'm going to go to these, you know, stores and shops and businesses and just say, hey, can I work for free for you today? And so that's what he did. And he went to people and he worked for free. And, you know, the shop owners would say, well, you did a great job, but I'm sorry, I can't pay you. And he's like, that's okay. Just remember me when something becomes available. He'd go to the next shop, work for free. They couldn't pay them, couldn't pay him. No problem. He went again, work for free, work for free, work for free. And he kept doing this until eventually, over a few weeks, he had several part-time jobs. So because he was willing to do things differently, he was able to create a different future for himself. So when we think about creating conversations with people, I think of it as this is our opportunity now to connect with people, and we're working for free. We're willing to do that work for free and have those conversations so that when people are ready, they know who to turn to. Okay, so engaging content like Heather talked about is really the bridge that connects you to conversations. And we need to remember that people are on social media because they want to make connections with people. They didn't come on there because they think that they know that they wanted your service. They had no idea. So posts that lead to conversations are helpful or solve problems. So think transformation posts. They're posts that add value, quotes, recipes, health-related graphics. And they're posts that show our real lives that connect around commonalities. Okay, so when you're doing health assessments, listen for common problems, and you can use those in your transformations, okay? So some common problems that I hear when I ask people, hey, what have you tried in the past and why do you think it didn't work for you? They're going to tell me, oh, meal prepping, counting, you know, macros, intense workouts. I had no energy for that, right? So I'm going to use that information to connect with my audience in my post. So here's an example of a transformation. I started with a problem here. Cassie and I were both busy, exhausted teachers with families and no time for complicated meal prep and intense workouts. We both lost 40 pounds 3 years ago. You can do it too. Okay. And the way that I turn that into a conversation is all of those people that liked that post, I put them on my hundreds list. I go on their page and I love on something on their page. And then I go in Messenger and I just ask them questions. Because remember, people want to talk about themselves. You build trust when you show that you're interested and ask them questions. And I might just go in Messenger and start a conversation and say, hey, thanks for the love on my post. Your vacation looked amazing. How was it? I'm starting conversations with them and I'm showing that I care about them and their life. And when I have Messenger conversations, it's going to show them my posts. Here is another example of a value adding post. And instead of always just posting a photo and the recipe, one of my coaches who's techier than I am, we lean on each other's skills. She created a PDF of crock pot posts, right? And I'm like, okay, well, instead of giving them all of the information, I'm just going to put it out there. Bunch of beautiful pictures, bunch of great recipes. It's finally crock pot weather. If you'd like these recipes, comment below. 265 comments. So now half of those comments were mine because I was interacting with people, but still, whatever half of 265 is, I'm not a math whiz. That was a lot of people that wanted those recipes. So that gave me the opportunity to go in Messenger. I sent them the PDF of the recipes and I just said something like, I hope you enjoyed these recipes. And I like to use humor because I think I'm funny. And I'll say something like, I'm nosy since I'm a health coach, LOL. Are you following any specific type of eating plan? Well, guess what happens? many, many people come back and will say, no, but I need to. And I'll say, well, let's talk about that. What have you tried? What are you struggling with? I start asking more questions. And then I eventually lead that to, hey, well, let's hop on a call. I'm going to get some information about your health, your background, and see if I can help you. Also, share content that's not perfect all the time. People don't want to, they feel intimidated by people that are perfect. I'm not saying go on social media and be a Wendy Weiner, but we have struggles in my family. My husband has multiple sclerosis. He's in a wheelchair. Things are hard for us. And I shared a post recently and I was like, I didn't want to come across as whiny or look at me or poor us, but I was like, but this is our real life. I'm going to share it. So I shared a post that we went to a football game for the first time in many, many years because we hadn't been able to go because I couldn't figure out the wheelchair and the seating and all that. And I'm so glad that I shared and decided to share real and not perfect because 406 people cared enough to like that. And that is 406 people that I have on a list that I go into Messenger and just say, thanks so much for taking the time to love on my post. It felt amazing to finally get outside again. How are you and your precious family? If I know them. Now, I have a lot of Facebook friends that I don't know. So if I don't know them, I'm going to find a different way to connect with them. Okay, this is something that I love to do that has been a game changer for me is when you think about coaches, people who make good coaches, they need to have an entrepreneurial spirit. So I made a list of like, okay, who are entrepreneurs? Realtors, hairdressers, estheticians, shop owners, virtual and in person, right? So I'm watching for those people and I have those people on my list. So if I see a real estate agent and they post a property, I'm going to send them a message and just first, I'm going to go on their page. I'm going to love on something, you know, so that they know that I care about what they're posting. And then I might, you know, send them something in Messenger says, hey, love that vacation photo. It looked amazing. I'm a health coach specializing in nutrition plans. I love to collaborate with friends and support one another. Would you be open to hopping on a quick call to discuss how we could refer clients to one another? I've done many of these. And when things were slowing down in September, I got 10 new clients and 4 new coaches from doing this. And these 4 coaches were from collaborating like this. Because once I get on that phone call with them, I ask them questions about themselves. I ask them, you know, about their job, their life, all of that. I get them to talk about themselves to build that relationship and trust. And then I just say, okay, let me tell you a little bit about me, my company, what I do. Vast majority of the time, that phone call turns into a health assessment where that person is like, well, you know what? Maybe I need to do your plan. And I'm like, maybe you do. And then sometimes it turns into a coach explore as well. And this is an example of one girl that I collaborated with. She has organic seasonings that she makes. They're perfect for our lean and green recipes. And so when I'm on those collaboration calls, I just say, hey, do me a favor, send me something you want me to post for you, and I'll send you a transformation to post for me. So that's how we collaborate together. And then last tips for in-person conversation. So I'm just going to be honest. This is a growth area for me. It makes me scared, but I do it afraid. I have a business card now. And it has a QR code that has a link to my Facebook page. So when I'm out, I'm at restaurants, I'm striking up conversations with people. I'm giving them that card and saying, hey, follow me on Facebook. I post a lot of recipes, you know, love to connect with you. I'll ask about sending a friend request. And when I think about getting better about these in-person conversations, I think about, you know, am I using fear-based, selfish, ego-based thinking, or am I using selfless thinking? Because fear-based thinking is, will they think I'm weird if I mention my business? What if I sound salesy? What if I word it or say something wrong? But I need to stop making it about me because that's fear-based. That's about my ego. It's not about me. And I think, okay, selfless thinking is, what if my coaches and mentors never shared? What if they weren't brave enough to share? And then I remember, hey, I've got to be confident because I have an amazing gift to share that changed my life, changed so many people's lives. And so I have to get braver about sharing it. So when I have conversations, it's easy actually, because if you make it about them, ask them questions about them, what they do, do they like their job? How has the economy affected them? And then I just follow up and just say, hey, I'm a health coach. Let's connect on social media, send them a follow-up message. So nice meeting you. I enjoyed our conversation. I'd love to hop on a quick call, tell you a little bit more about my health plans to see if it'd be a good fit for you or anyone you know. Would you be open to doing that? And you'd be amazed at the number of people that would say yes. Thank you so much for letting me share. And I'm sorry I talked so fast.
So good, Melody. Thank you so much. The point, ladies and gentlemen, and stick with us for 10 more minutes because we're going to talk through real quick some tips on how to take it from conversation to health assessment. So we're going to have one quick segment on tips for inviting people from a conversation to a health assessment. And Melody just actually gave us some. And then we're going to talk about some tips for while you're on the health assessment, because that's really important. But I just want to encourage you guys to think about conversations this way. Dan Bell said this at the Advanced Leadership Retreat. You know, in the old days, they didn't have the cell phones and the social media and all those things. And he said they used to put 5 pennies in their pocket. And every time they would have a new conversation with somebody, they would take the penny out of one of their pockets and put it in the other pocket. So when all 5 pennies is over in the other pocket, they've had 5 conversations. I thought that was good. Not, you know, if you want to do that, that's great. The point is, it is being intentional about being in conversations with people. That's how you're going to find, like Heather said, out of that phone with 1,000 people, that's how you're going to find the ones that are looking for you, is by getting into conversations. You can get into conversations like Melody shared by posting, you know, engaging content. And she gave some great tips on how to move those conversations forward. But what happens if you're not getting 150 comments and you're not getting, you know, 300 likes? I mean, how do you, you know what the great thing is? You actually do not have to stay in your own posts. You can actually go to other people's pages. You can go to other people's reels. You can go out and get in conversations with people the same way you can go down to your local coffee shop. You can go to your small group you're a part of. You can actually talk to people on the sidelines when your kids are in their sports practice, instead of just having your head down looking at your phone, right? This is a people business. So the point is, if a coach wants to grow, if you want to grow, you want to move forward, you've got to constantly be getting into new conversations and continuing current conversations. I had a friend who said once, or actually a mentor who's done very successful in this business, said at any given time, you should be in the middle of at least 100 conversations. Like at any given time, you should have 100 conversations that are somewhere in the process. And that sounds overwhelming, but it's really not, because maybe it's a reply here, maybe it's talking to somebody there, but you've got these different things in the works, in a funnel, if you will. So thank you, Melody. That was awesome. Now, next, we're going to jump to real quick. What are some tips for inviting some of these people from our list, from social media, from conversations, to a health assessment? And then we're going to close with some tips for while you're on the health assessment. So Annie Ballman is an absolute pro at inviting people to health assessments. Annie, can you give us some tips for a couple minutes, please?
Absolutely. Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to jump right in and give some tips when it comes to inviting people into a health assessment. And I will tell you off the bat, like, I have already decided and I've committed to inviting every single person I know into a health assessment at some point. Okay. If they don't naturally come to me, I'm going to go to them sooner or later. Okay. And like Dan said at the beginning, we have a mission here. So let's just go all in. Okay. So I want to keep this super simple this morning. I will say, first and foremost, the most important thing is that whenever you're going to invite someone into a health assessment, okay, it's actually saying the words and inviting them in clearly and boldly. Okay. The most important thing first is to get your mind in the right place. Okay. And that's like daily renewing your mind, all that good stuff. But right before I start leaving voice messages, I will tell you, I make sure that my mind is 100% focused on them and 100% focused off of me. Okay. I don't have conversations with myself. Okay. About the person I'm going to be reaching out to. I let go of perfectionism. I let go of overthinking. All right. I want to make sure that my mind is in the right place. And I want to encourage you guys to do that, because here's the thing. If your mind is not in the right place, you're going to water down who you are. You're going to water down your calling. You're going to water down what you're passionate about. Don't you do that. Don't you water down who you are and what you're called to do. Wrap everything in love and be open and passionate. Okay, guys. So here's the thing. You want to plan for the ask. Okay. You have structure in place. You're carving out time to do this. You want to plan for the ask. So you guys have a list of everyone, right? You have names written down. Okay. So here's what you're going to do first. And you can make this very simple. Don't even be thinking about when you're leaving the voice message. Don't do that. Stay present in what you're doing right now. When you have their name written down, write down, why did you think of them? Why are they on your heart? What is it that you see in them? Okay, what's the greatness that you can call out? And why do you believe that this program could benefit them? Take time to do that first, okay? And these are the things that you're going to say to them when you say what you're going to say, all right? And I'll tell you what, the more often you do this, the simpler it gets. You won't even have to do those things. You'll be able to see someone's name, boom, 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 and you'll be able to go, okay? And, you know, again, the most important thing is talk about what's important to them. When you leave a voice message, talk about what they likely want. Be future focused for them. Most people are not future focused, right? They're living barely in the now or they're way in the past. You want to invite them into being future focused for them. Create that picture, okay, and bring them into it, okay? I also mentioned that I always leave voice messages. I rarely, if it comes to reaching out to someone about a Coach Explore or health assessment, I don't think I ever actually text them or message them. I always leave voice messages. I want them to hear my heart. I want them to hear my passion. I want them to hear my excitement, okay? And I also believe that, I mean, you can get those things across better, but also I feel like it's harder to kind of blow off a voice message where they can hear your heart and they can hear your voice, okay? So always leave voice messages. I want to give you guys a quick example of a voice message I left maybe even 3 or 4 weeks ago with my daughter. We went to, she had a lab appointment to have her blood drawn. I got to know a lab tech there a little bit. If I cannot like have a deep conversation with her at that moment and get underneath her pain so that I can do like an appropriate job with like connecting with her, but I'll just drip things for sure. I ask them lots of questions about them. They're always going to ask me questions about myself. And I briefly shared with her that I'm a health coach. Okay. So I want to share with you guys a brief message I left with her maybe a couple of days after that. And this is an example. I said, "Hey, Hallie, it's Annie. Happy Sunday afternoon. Hey, listen, I wanted to reach out to you and briefly share a few things because I have honestly been thinking about you since we met. I want to say, first off, I just think you're amazing. You were so sweet. You were so kind. You put Jason at ease, and I can really tell that you care about people and what you do. And honestly, I feel like that's who I am, and that's more of who I want to be, which is one of the main reasons why I reached out to you. I know we were chatting a bit, and I had mentioned that I was a health coach, but after I left, I realized that I didn't even offer to share more with you about that. And you're important, your health is important. So here's the thing, I would love to connect with you and hear a little bit more about like what you're loving about your health, what you're not liking so much. If you could change anything, what would you change first? And also I wanna say, I have no idea if what I do would even be a fit for you, but that's not even what's most important to me. What's most important to me is getting to know you better. So how can we make this work? Want to throw out a couple of times, I will find a way to make whatever work work. I can even bring you coffee or lunch over your break. We can maybe Zoom after work or connect that way. Whatever it takes, I would love to share more with you and learn more about you. And that's what I do. I leave a voice message. I'm like, looking forward to hearing back to you. I leave that voice message. The second I leave that voice message, I put that name in my calendar for 2 days out. Okay. I do a 2-2-2 follow-up. That's what I call it. This is all about structure and planning. Okay. 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. So the second I leave that voice message, I put in my calendar for 2 days out. If I've heard back from her, great, fantastic. If I haven't heard back from her, hey, Hallie, it's Annie again. How you doing, hun? I know all of us have crazy schedules, but man, I cannot wait to connect with you. Just wanted to follow up with you again. Does anything work this week? And then 2 weeks again, and then 2 months. I stay present in their life, but I keep following up, okay? And the most important thing is we talk a lot about like we're sowing seeds. We're always sowing seeds. If they don't get back to me or they get back to me like, you know what, I'm just not interested right now, that's totally okay. Again, no does not mean no. It means not yet. Seasons change, lives change, people's pain changes. You have no idea who is 1 week out from a type 1 diabetic type, you know, diagnosis. Okay. So keep staying present. And the most important thing, you guys, I could give you lots of verbiage and lots of things to say to people, but here's the truth. I believe that if you stay focused on them and stay, like, get off of your thoughts, what you're thinking, all of that, just be genuinely and authentically you, say what you want to say. That's the most important thing. Most people, again, they water stuff down. Say, if you could say what you wanted to say, what would you just say? Say it again, wrap it in love, be bold, and share, and let's change the world. Okay, guys, there you go.
Absolutely brilliant, Annie. The chat was blowing up. Point being, did you guys notice when Annie meets somebody, if you can grasp this, it'll change the game for you. She looks at them as somebody that she can potentially serve. So when their name gets on her list, there's no You know, sometimes we're like, you know, we call our daily business building activities our BBAs, and we're just check. I started 10 conversations. I did it. To Annie, like, this is a person. Like, all those names on your list, all those 1,000 names in Heather's phone that she was talking about, those are like real people with real pain and real needs. And you might be able to serve those. So you can hear that coming out of Annie's voice when she's leaving that text message, and I saw her voice text, and I saw some of you were like, oh, I wish I had her words. If you have her feelings towards people, you'll have her words. Not her exact words, but the ones that'll feel authentic to you. She just genuinely looks at each person, not as somebody to check off a list so she can get more people to get to a rank and build a business, but as people that she can serve that are on her heart. Does that make sense? So whether it's pennies in your pocket, whether it's you know, you're commenting A through Z, or meeting people out face to face, the best way to invite them to a health assessment is to actually care about what happens to them. That's the key. So thank you for that. All right, last but not least, we're going to bring on Rachel Lopez, and she's going to walk us through some tips on how some tips on doing a good health assessment. Okay. Now, listen, I want to tell you, we're not going through the A to Z of how to exactly to do a health assessment. We encourage you, this is something you're going to do with your mentor. If you don't know how to do it, you're going to learn it kind of as an apprenticeship with your mentor. That's the best way to learn how to do health assessments. But here's some tips. Many of you are out on your own doing them now. You've kind of learned the structure. This isn't about giving you a new structure. This is just about some ideas maybe to help them be a little bit more effective. So Rachel Lopez, close us out here.
Hey guys, my goodness, this has been amazing. So yeah, these are my top 10 tips for a health assessment. Number one, take yourself back every time before you do a health assessment for 30 seconds. Where were you before Optavia found you or you found it? It may sound silly, but I promise if you'll just give yourself 30 seconds, because we all have life happen in crazy days and kids and life and stuff. But if you can sit for 30 seconds and go back to who you were before, it does two things. It brings you into a place of gratitude before you get on a call with someone who needs hope. It also makes you super compassionate. That's the first thing I've done for 7 years, and I've done thousands of health assessments, but these are people that connect with us, and I want to honor that person. So do this, set your focus. Number two, be fully present for that call. Show up as a professional. Now listen, one of the benefits to building a home-based coaching business is that you can like do it in your slippers and your PJs if you're at home. However, when I say show up as a professional, don't be making your Optavia whey protein shake in the background on the call. Don't be yelling at your kids. Don't do that kind of crazy stuff, because when we do that, it makes someone feel like they're not important. Like we're just like side gigging, signing people up. And that is not who we are and not our offer. So be fully present for that call. If you are a talker, this is something Rachel had to learn. It ain't about me. I'm on that call to ask questions and listen to why someone is on the call with me and is curious about how I changed my life, why I'm glowing, why I'm not depressed anymore. But I'm not going to talk about all of me. I'm going to ask them all of the questions to get connected to their why. If you have to, have a big old water and be drinking it in between them questions so that you listen. Number four, make this a heart-to-heart conversation. Be curious about the person on the other side of the Zoom or the call. Don't read off the intake form. Don't check boxes. Don't make this so formal that it feels cold. Be authentically you. Annie is incredible, but like Dan said, so are you. Your words are worthy too. Okay. We all have a different story. Every single one of us is different. And that's what's needed to bring Optavia to the world and help millions and billions of people get healthy. Number five, have confidence. And I say this with so much like, listen, if you're new, I had none. I didn't really have a lot of confidence. I didn't know that I could do this whole coaching thing, but I believed in what Optavia had done for me. And I had to channel that before I got on the call and have confidence in the offering. And you know what? That passion came through on those calls, and they still do today. And people say, yes, I'm ready for my story to begin because I want what you got, Rachel. So be confident in the offering. Write down the things that they share with you. Okay, so whether you're digitally doing this, paper and pen, note section on your phone, or you've got your binder, don't just have a phone conversation and think you can remember it all, because you can't. And it is important to be able to go back and refer to the things that they so vulnerably shared with you on that call. Number 7, you have to dig to their why. That's what makes us so different. We're not just saying, listen, I love the brownies, but they didn't change my life. And it's what I say on a health assessment. I love our program, but it's got 4 components. I want to know why they're on a call with me so that I can repeat it all back to them. Girl, you said you got high blood pressure and you can't even run around with your babies and you don't want your husband to touch you. We're about to change all of it today. We're going to say yes today, and we're going to shift to your life. Are you ready? Again, be confident. Know their why. Okay. Number 8, so many of us have such a concept about cost. But listen, I just say, tell me about your day. Tell me what you eat, you drink, what you buy, what supplements you're taking. Run me through it. Give me a rundown. As they're saying it, I'm writing it all down. And then I say, what do you think you spend on that every day? I know we never think about it that way. Boom. I'm telling you right now, almost every call that I do, someone is spending exactly what Optavia cost or more. And so there's not, for me, there's no like, oh, the program's so expensive. Oh no, we're about to get your glow up for the same price you're spending, the same price that you're spending to stay stuck. And so I get to show them, hey, all that Starbucks coffee and all that ice cream and all that McDonald's that's got you where you are, we're going to put this into Optavia, and you're going to have a complete and different life, a different mindset, different body, different community, and they are ready. Okay. Number 9, again, express to this person that maybe has very little belief, like Rachel did when she was on the health assessment and had failed at every attempt to lose weight. They are worthy. You need to say it. You need to speak it to the person that thinks that they're not worthy. Hey, you are so worth it, mama. You are so worth it, daddy. I know you show up and you give everything you got to your family and to ministry and to your job, but we're going to show up and give 100% to you. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to hand you the tools and I'm going to be by your side. You speak to them that they are worth it. Number 10, boldly at the end, say, let's do this. It's time to get started. That is not salesy. That's passionate. That's because you're a passionate coach and you know what this can do for them. If they're not ready, make sure you follow up. I set a follow-up day, just like Annie said, 2 by 2 by 2. So in 2 days, I go ahead and say before I end that health assessment, hey, let's connect back in 2 days. I'm going to add you to this group on Facebook, if that's okay. It's going to show you some recipes, some incredible transformation stories, let you scroll through. I'll tag you in a few videos. And then I'd love to set up a quick follow-up call because you may have some questions. Is that okay? Yeah, Rachel, that's fine. Then it's never weird to touch back because I've already scheduled that call. So those are my top 10 health assessment tips. And I hope those were helpful. Thank you, Dan, for letting me share.
Man, Rachel, good stuff. I was just thinking as she was talking, I don't know if we've ever fit so much incredible content into one boot camp ever. So I hope you don't feel fire hosed, but there was some gold in here. And the point is, don't try to go implement everything. Pick a few things and just level up your skills. You know, and it's not about the scripts. Okay. I wrote down, cause Rachel sounds like you want to have that kind of conversation like Rachel's having, right? Well, I wrote down a couple things so that I can start using her scripts when I'm doing my health assessments. And I'm really excited to try this one. Hey girl, we about to get your glow up. So I think that'll work pretty good for me. It's not about the wording. It's about being authentic and being confident. That's the whole point. You can write, some of you are writing so fast to get so many exact words. And when you say it, it's going to sound so weird and not like you. And that's Rachel. Rachel's the only one that could say that like that, right? Anyway, that's the whole point. Be yourself, be authentic, be confident, believe in what we have. That's this whole thing. Get out there and find the people that need what we have. Be yourself, be confident, be authentic, and invite them to come and be a part of what we're doing here. So that's it. Let me throw up some actions real quick, and we will end with this. They're all simple. It's basically just what we talked about today. Number one, shift your personal health if it's needed. Number two, like Becca talked about, get your structure in place. Add your daily BBAs, business building activities, whatever you call them, to your calendar for the next 6 weeks. This next 6 weeks is vital, folks. It's vital for having an incredible 2024. Number three, create, if you don't have it yet, or expand your list. Get some people that you care about that you can put some focus towards. Number four, be consistent on social media. And when I say that, I'm not just talking about posting consistently. That's what you all thought. I'm talking about consistently, yes, post consistently, but consistently, I'm struggling with that word. Use social media as a tool to connect with people and build relationships for the next 7 days. And then lastly, I put start X, you decide the number of conversations each day for the next 7 days, whether it's 5 pennies or 10 pennies or the 333 or 15 conversations per day or whatever. Set a number. It doesn't matter. Do whatever your team trains on and stick to it. That is structure. So we're going to end with that. I will post those up in the bootcamp page. Thank you to everyone who spoke. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around with us a little bit longer. We got a lot in today, and I was going to say, I hope it was helpful, but I absolutely know that it's helpful. If you didn't get anything out of all of that today, then we need to put those paddles on you that wake you up or something like that. All right. Love you guys. We'll see you back here next week. We'll see you in the group this week with some resources. And in the meantime, let's go find some people that we can serve. Bye, everybody.